Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today we are going to be talking to embattled Assemblyman Ira Hansen about his columns, his decision to resign from the speakership, and about the future of the Republican caucus in the 2015 legislative session, right next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here today talking to Assemblyman Ira Hansen, who decided to step down from the speaker designee slot this weekend. Assemblyman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul, for having me on.
Sure. Let's talk about the decision. You know, obviously, it's been kind of a tough 5 days for you, you know, reviewing the columns, and we'll get into some of the specifics on that in a minute. But let's talk about your decision to resign.
Well, it began to affect my caucus, and the decision-making process for the state of Nevada became too controversial. And while if it had just been me, I would have gladly fought it out. When it began to affect all of my caucus and the other members of the legislature, then I thought it was the right thing to do.
Affected them how? I mean, is it fundraising? Is it moving policy forward?
Probably all of the above. Just too much focus on things that have nothing to do with what we need to be working on. And I think that was the critical thing. It's like, look, we've got to get this going in the policy directions. We've got a lot of stuff to do for the state of Nevada. There's a lot of significant problems. And to focus on this for the next who knows how long if I'd remained speaker would have been a mistake and bad for the state. So while, like I said, if it would have been just about me, I would have gladly fought it out. There was a much bigger agenda.
So now, and we're taping this on Monday, it's going to air tomorrow on Tuesday, November 25th. Mm-hmm. So by that time, we'll know who the next speaker is, who your replacement is. It seems like there may be a power vacuum right now that's trying to be filled up. Do you think the caucus is going to be able to move forward and start to get this organized?
Yeah, we won't know who the speaker is. We're going to have our vote on December 2nd, so it won't be tomorrow. So I'm not sure where that's coming from. But, yeah, there is obviously a power vacuum. Look, it's going to be one of the existing people in the assembly, obviously. So I don't know. That'll be up to the caucus. And I deliberately postponed the vote for a few days to allow them to get through the holiday and then have a chance to make a selection.
So you have some, it seems like there's been a schism in the caucus where you have some of the newer people who are very conservative. You have some more moderate Republicans.
Are you guys going to be able to kind of create that bridge and work together? Because I'll tell you, I was impressed with, you know, kind of a change in tone from you running up as the speaker designee, saying, "Hey, I'm going to work with the governor. I'm going to work with Michael Roberson. I'm going to work with everybody, and we're going to try to move forward." Do you think that you can still do that as a caucus?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the reasons because to get the focus off of it that I stepped down. But look, my caucus will be doing just fine. And yes, of course we can work with those people. And as far as in every political body, there are various opinions. And yeah, our caucus has a very strong conservative wing. And in fact, it's definitely the majority. And that's what I think this is really all about, is to try to take me out as one of those people who has a significant leadership role.
So because you're conservative, that this is about.
There is no doubt, Paul, that's the number one thing it's all about. Okay, this is not about my columns or my statements or all that. Those all existed for the last two terms that I was there. And I think if I had not gone for leadership, it still wouldn't be an issue. What this is an attempt to eliminate me from a very powerful position when, as you know, there are some major tax issues, billion-dollar taxes plus, that are part of this package. And that's what this really is all about. And, you know, the other stuff, it all existed for a long time. And why all of a sudden is it resurrected and drug out and in the news?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it came out because you're in a position of power, right? I mean, this is stuff that...
That's the only reason that it was brought up at this time, Paul. I mean, if I had, let's say that the leadership wouldn't have changed and I would have been given a chairmanship or something like that, we wouldn't be talking right now. The reason it all got resurrected and dug up and made national and state news is because there's a concerted effort to eliminate the conservative leadership, and just frankly, they're counting votes too. They know if they can force me to not only step down as speaker, but to resign as a whole, then the conservative movement in Nevada takes a major hit.
So you have resigned as speaker, but correct, are you planning on staying as the representative for District 32?
Of course. I wasn't elected by, you know, Mike Slanker, Peter Knott, or Brian Sandoval. I was elected by the people in my district, and I'm going to stick it out to the bitter end and represent them. You know, I'm here to do the people's business, and the people, I got to tell you, I'm getting more heat for stepping down than I did for any of the comments I made in my newspaper columns over the years.
Okay.
People want conservatives to quit backing down when they're so aggressively challenged as I have been.
Okay, you talked about the governor, and you said, hey, we're going to support the governor. You know, you haven't been somebody who's signed a pledge and said, I'm not going to go in there and not raise taxes. You haven't done that in your previous two terms in the assembly. Mm-hmm. So is there any truth that you couldn't work with the governor, you couldn't work with Michael?
I could have worked with the governor. I could have worked with Roberson. Prior to this breaking down, I had opened up those lines of communications. Roberson and I, we had some major differences over his proposal to tax mining by $600 million. And that is devastating to my district. So I very aggressively went after Mike Roberson, who had signed the No New Tax Pledge. So, yeah, that caused some friction. But in the meantime, when I was going to be the speaker, we had some very good and candid conversations. And I think we were getting to the point where we would have been very easily able to work things through. You know, the reality is, everybody would like to have their agenda, but there's a compromise factor. And that's what we were all working towards.
So you weren't a no new tax guy. You said that's the last resort.
I've never signed a no new tax pledge. I voted for the sunset of taxes twice. So the idea that I'm some, you know, radical anti-tax guy just isn't the case. And it wouldn't have been the case now. But also as speaker, I didn't speak for Ira Hansen only. I now spoke for that whole body. So I was more diplomatic. I was less, you know, the reality is, Paul, you've been on talk radio. I have too. And we are comfortable from a microphone, and we say lots of stuff. That's part of the job description. So,
all right. When we come back, I want to talk about
that's different.
I want to talk about some of that stuff that was said. All right, we are going to be right back with Assemblyman Ira Hansen on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, The folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada newsmakers. We are here with Assemblyman and former Speaker Designate Ira Hansen, decided to step down this weekend. Ira, this came about, all this firestorm came about over some columns that have been written over the last 17 years or 20 years, you know, 17 years worth of columns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some things that have been picked up by the national press that, you know, you look at them and they're pretty ugly. And there's a couple, we can't go over everything, but there's a couple I think we should specifically talk about today.
Okay.
Use the term simple-minded darkies, referring to black people and their relationship with the Democratic Party. You've said that was taken out of context.
Completely. If you recall, Paul, that what the column had to do with was allowing inner city black children to have vouchers. Okay. To actually read the column, what I was promoting, and this was at least 15 years ago, before all of the waiting for Superman videos and things came out, there's a horrible revolving problem for them. They get terrible educations inside an inner city school. In the absence of that education, they'll never, ever have an opportunity to get out of that kind of mess. The only hope they have is to have some kind of a voucher program where they can go to schools outside of the inner city. That's what the column was all about. And what I was talking about in that, and if you actually read it, they've totally taken out of context, but I basically said, look, the Democratic Party, because they are so closely allied with the teachers' union, will not give these people a break. They'll never get out of the cycle of poverty that they're in. I was actually trying to help the inner city black kids. That's what the column was all about.
But when you write that term, when you have coupled with, you know, support of the Confederate flag, support of Nathan Bedford Forrest, Ira Hansen, he's a racist, he's a white supremacist. Do you hold white supremacist views?
Paul, who introduced you to me?
Maurice Washington,
how many years ago was that?
When you first ran for election.
That's right. Now look, let's get real here, okay? Would Maurice Washington, who, for those that don't know, is a very capable four-term state senator, and he's black. Would he be introducing me? He's, as you know, has been my number one advocate through this whole ugly situation. You know, that the racism stuff and all that is being thrown at me to try to take me off target. The reality of all of this boils down to why now? Why all of a sudden is this some big thing? Why are they digging all this stuff up? Well, it's very simple. It's over that leadership situation. It's keeping me out of the conservative keeping me from being influential with the conservative branch of the Republican caucus.
Okay, looking at these columns, and you know, hey, if you look at each individual column, you know, that's one thing. But when you look at it as a whole, it paints a different picture. And that's something the national media has picked up on. Mm-hmm. So that picture that is being painted is inaccurate.
Totally inaccurate. Totally inaccurate in that they're trying to by taking those out of context of the time. Look, if you go back to the Confederate battle flag, I grew up in Sparks, went to Sparks Middle School. Our nickname was the Sparks Rebels. In the middle of our gym floor was a big painting of a Confederate flag. You know, there's been an evolution away from that just being a symbol of the old South or rebellion or whatever, where it's become supposedly a symbol of hate. But that wasn't the way it was when I was growing up.
Well, but it is a symbol for hate for a lot of people,
Now it's been given that. So, yeah, I'm backing off completely on that. Look, if I had to rewrite that, I wouldn't bring that up at all, okay? And especially, remember, as you know, when we're in journalism, when you're writing an opinion column, doing a talk radio show, you're supposed to be provocative. You're supposed to deliberately provoke thought. And if you read right now, if you read the liberal columnists, they always take jabs and stick it to us and say things that, you know, that are by our standards incredibly hateful, and that's part of their methodology to stir debate. So it's a totally different job though as speaker, so to apply the standards of journalism as far as being controversial and provocative to what you're trying to do, which is the exact opposite as speaker, is to try to moderate things and get both sides into a compromise. It's not really an apples-to-apples comparison.
Yeah, as a legislator, All right, you know, you grew up in Sparks, grew up in Northern Nevada. Northern Nevada, for the most part, is, you know, fairly homogeneous. And definitely where, when you were growing up, you have to represent a lot of different people in the state of Nevada, especially as speaker, people from different backgrounds, different races. Mm-hmm. Do you think with some of these columns in the past that, you know, you could do that and be successful reaching out to some of those colleagues
I've been totally successful, Paul, in a bipartisan fashion for two full terms. I've gone out of my way to work with everybody, every race, creed, color. You know, Andrew Martin, I went after Andrew, as you know, because he was not supposed to be his district. Andrew and I have become close personal friends. And, you know, for those who don't know, he's gay. And his partner is Dana. And I got along fine with him. You know, I went out of my way to try to resolve those kinds of problems. So, yeah, the reality is, of course, I can work with everybody else. And, you know, with all those circumstances, I've got to tell you, of the columns that I've written, the only ones where I would just say I'm embarrassed and flat out wrong on were the ones about Israel. You know, I just got back from 6 months or so ago from a two-week tour of Israel as the guest of John Farag. He took my wife and I over there. And after going over there, I realized, you know what? I was completely wrong. I was completely wrong. So I want to make that clear. And I want to also apologize profusely and sincerely to my colleagues in the Nevada legislature, especially the black ones, Harvey Munford, Tyrone Thompson, Jason Frierson, William Horn, and Dina Neal, and Aaron Ford, Spearman, I'm sorry, for those comments. And I will make a personal appeal and go to every one of them and tell them I'm totally sincere in that. You know, two of them are no longer there, Jason and William, but I highly respected them and we got along fine. In fact, the irony in this is when Jason lost the election, and I had no idea that any of this was coming down, I called him up and I said, Jason, you know, I'm glad my party won. I got to tell you, but you're a great guy. You're an excellent chairman of judiciary. I thought you were always completely fair with me. And we had a good discussion. That was before any of this stuff came up. So it wasn't like I was trying to, you know, cover myself or do anything like that. So I really resent the fact that they're trying to paint me with this broad brush, because it is just flat false.
All right. We're going to be right back with Assemblyman Ira Hansen on Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
News 4, Lights of Tanea, and the Siena Hotel and Casino are teaming up with the Multiple Sclerosis Society to bring you Light Night at Tanea. December 6th from 5 to 8 p.m., come and enjoy cookies and hot chocolate, live ice sculptures, prizes, games, a Christmas choir, Santa and his helpers, a petting zoo, music, and of course, watch the Lights of Tanea. The Multiple Sclerosis Society will be accepting monetary and clothing donations all evening. For more information, log on to MyNews4.com, a show the whole family will enjoy. Light Night at Tanea. This event is made possible by the Siena Hotel and Casino.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry. Most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with Assemblyman Ira Hansen. We are talking about his decision to resign from the speakership and about some of the columns that, you wrote. Now, you know, you wrote these columns, you say, to be provocative. Yet another thing that you've been criticized on is comparing homosexuality to bestiality.
Well, that's totally taken out of context, too. That column dealt with various forms of human sexual behaviors. And I included, I never linked homosexual conduct to bestiality. They're trying to create something. I was talking about different types of human behavior, and that's one of them.
So you're not homophobic, or are you homophobic?
Well, that's a very interesting term. You know, I don't want to personalize this too much, but I think maybe it's time people know. I have a gay brother. He's my baby brother. I love him dearly. He is actually married to his partner. You know, people assume that I live in some kind of glass bubble or something, and I don't. There is a real world, and I deal with those things like everybody else, including human sexuality, and the
idea.
Do you
have a relationship with them?
Of course, I have a relationship. He supported me in my elections. He ran an orphanage in Cameroon, Africa, for 7 years, and I helped financially support him that whole time. So yeah, I have a very good relationship. But it gets way too personal sometimes in politics. And one of the reasons people are so hesitant to run for office or serve in the public's eye is precisely because of this kind of stuff. Look at the kind of stuff we're talking about here. This is how personal this is to talk about my brother and the fact that he's gay. You know, that's a reality in my life, but it's not something that I really think should be in the public's eye. And when we start getting down to that kind of level, in order for me to show that I'm not some hate monger or something, I think it's almost like you cross a line.
So, you know, when you talk about provoking and saying some of these things that can be considered, you know, absurd and, well, not be considered, but I mean, I look at them and yeah, they are absurd or they are outrageous. And you can see why somebody's feelings would be hurt over it. You can see why somebody would be offended.
I agree, and I want to sincerely apologize for that. That was never my intent, is to hurt anyone on a personal level. You know, that was never part of the package. And now that, remember, there's a big difference between being a talk radio host or a newspaper columnist and being an elected official. And because I have almost two decades worth of media coverage for them to dig through, they can dig stuff out and make me look like I'm some sort of vicious person. But anybody that knows me, you know, go to IraHansen.com. There's, you can see everything about me. And I think the people that know me and listen to my show over the years and read my column for almost, you know, 17 years plus, they're my voters. They're the ones that support me. They're the ones who's telling me right now, Ira, don't quit. You got to be in there. We need a conservative voice in the Nevada legislature, and they see the bigger agenda. The real goal here, Paul, is not to try to make me crawl on my belly because of the stupid statements I may have made in the past. It is to try to take me out as an effective leader in the Nevada legislature.
Ira Hansen, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here today. We know that this was a tough thing to do, and appreciate you coming in and talking and being candid. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Pages, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. And ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On Your Side to me means we'll go to bat for our viewers.
We can be a voice for those who simply aren't being heard.
And so we can go to bat for them. We can ask the tough questions and get the information.
When News 4 asks questions, we tend to start getting some action.
Well, I kind of enjoy it when someone doesn't want to answer the question or acts like we shouldn't be asking that question, because that's when it tells you there's probably a story there and that those answers are worth digging for.
Tomorrow, we have foreign affairs expert Ty Cobb. He's going to be talking about Russia, Ukraine, ISIS, and American foreign policy. Everybody, have a great Thanksgiving week. Safe travels.